Chazal Gemara says, Agro Chamud Rab Abba. Agro was Rab Abba's father-in-law. Rav by him was Ifsuk Lei Karya Dehei Tivaom. There was a hefsik in the middle of the hay of the word of Om. There was a hefsik, like a blank line going through the hay. Now Benikfa, how did this happen? That there was a hole there in the middle of the hay, so made like a hefsik. So what did he do? So Osla came with Rababa, came in front of Rababa. Omle said like this, in Mishtaya boy Kishiro's Kitana Kosher, if there's still a leftover of this hay, in other words, there was a hole, let's say, in the middle of the regal of the right leg of the hay. So the top part is still attached to the top part of it. There's still enough left over of a shear ois ketana, the shear of a yud, then it's still kosher. The yimla, but if you don't have that much left over on top of the hole, enough to give it a tsura of a hay, then it will be posel. In other words, the hay is really like a dalet on the right side, and the left side has a little line going down. So from the right side of the dalet, there was a hole there, so if the right leg has a hole, so if the top part of the hole that's still attached to the top part of the hay is the shear of an ois ketana, it still has its tzura of the hay, it still be kosher. The imlav will be possible. Now the Gemara says, Romi ba tamri, tevi chamua, de romi ba dikulei. So according to our Gersa, it means to say he was the father-in-law of Romi ba dikulei. But according to the Shita's Gersa, it should mean to who? In other words, it's Rami ba tamri, and some say that was the Rami ba dikulei. So what happened to him? If sekolei karya devov to the yorug, in the pasuk of a yorug, in the vov there was a hole in the middle of the vov. It divided up the vov in half. A benikfa, that there was a hole in the middle of it. The question is it still a kosher ois or not? So osla came into Rabbi Zera. They came in front of Rabbi Zera. Omla, he said like this. Zil Aisi Anuka, bring me a young child to lechokam v'leitipesh, that this child should not be too smart. So Rashi says, because if he's too smart, he'll be maven as a scharifus to say that the word should be yarig. Like he'll know you can't read the word yarig. It's like killing Hashem. Rather, you'll read it v'yarig with a vav. So even though it looks like a yud, he'll still read it with a vav. So you can't take a kid that's a chokam that knows what's doing. But v'loy tipesh, you can't take a fool either, because he doesn't know b'chlal how to read the ois shleimus. Rather, take a yenuka, a normal kid, and it depends. Ikor relay v'yaharoi kosher. If he'll read it like a vav, then it's kosher. V'loy yaharoi ku apostle. If he doesn't read it with a vav, then it looks more like a yud. It's too small to be a vav, and therefore the ois would be apostle. So sometimes when you have a suffix, whether the vav is long enough, whether it looks like a vav or it's too short, looks like a yud, that's the seitz you have to take a kid. And he'll, the way he reads it, that's the locha, whether it's kosher or not. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Bishor Sha'ola Moshe Lamorim. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Motzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyosha V'Koshe Ksarim L'Yosius. He found the Kadosh Baruch Hu putting crowns around the Yosius, the words of the Torah. So Omer Lefonov. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mi Ma'akav Ayotcha, like who is holding back Ayotcha from your hands? Rashi says, like Mashiach Asafta, Shatatzach Leisavoyed Aleihem Kisarim, like how come you're adding more crowns to the Isis right now? Like everything is here already. What are you adding on? Is Omer Leisakosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, O Domecha, there'll be one person, Yesh, Shosid Lios, he will emit Hashem be. The Seif Kamadoros at the end of many generations. V'yakivu ben Yosef Shemoy, that's his name. Sh'ol Sid Lidroish, he's going to dash in our kol koitz for koitz. Tilim shel alochas. Every single dot, every single koitz, which this is like the tagim, the lines that go on top of a certain oisius in the Sefer Torah, or in certain oisius, every line that comes up, he's going to dash in. V'yakivu will dash in kama v'kama alochas from every little ois that's going up on top. Every little line that goes up. So that's why Hashem now is making the ksarim, which is mashma. Hashem is making the tagim. He's making the lines on top of the oisius of the Sefer Torah. So Omov Lafonov, so Moshe Rabbeinu said back to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Herily, show me this Rebbe Kiva. He is Omolai, so Hashem said to Moshe, Chazol Yachrecha, turn backwards. Holach v'yoshev v'soif shemayna shuras. He went and sat in the back of eight rows. So the dugma now that Moshe Rabbeinu came to the base of Medrash, where Rabbi Akiva was, and Moshe Rabbeinu sat in the back row, in the eighth row. He did not know what they were saying. Moshe did not understand them. So Toshas Koicho, Moshe felt very bad, as if to say he doesn't understand what's going on. But Kivon Shegila Dover Echot, when it came to one halacha, Omer Loi Talmidov, Rebbe Minayin Lecho, Rebbe Kiva's Talmud asked him, Rebbe, how do you know this halacha? Omer Lehetz, Rebbe Kiva answered back and said, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, this halacha is halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. When the Talmud said that, then this Yashma Daitoi, then he felt secure, he felt better. He went in front of Hashem. So exactly what this means, I'm not sure. But I call upon him such a dugma. Then he went back to Hashem and said, Amalafon, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Yesh Lecha Odom Kizeh, V'yatanei Sein Torah Yodai, like you have such a tzaddik, such a Talmud Chacham like Rebbe Akiva that's going to be, if so, why don't you let him give Torah to Klal Yisrael? How come you're giving the Torah through me? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem. Is Omar Loi, Sakonish Broker said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shesek, be quiet, that, but Kach, Olav HaMachshav L'Fonai, this is my Machshav, this is my will, this is my degree, that I want the Torah to be given now to Klal Yisrael, and through you, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Omar L'Fonav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Harisoni Torosoi, up until now you just showed me his Torah, you showed me like his Beis Medrash, how he's learning Rebbe Akiva. Hareni Scharoi, please show me the schar, the reward that Rabbi Kiva will get for his learning of the Torah. So, Omar Loi, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazor L'Acharecha, turn backwards. Chazor L'Achurov, Roi saw Sheshoiklin B'Sore B'Makolim. He saw the Misa of Rabbi Kiva, the way they're taking these metal cones and combing off his skin. So Amul Afanov, Moshe Rabbeinu said back to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Zutara v'Zuschara, like what kind of schar is this, the reward that a tzaddik Rabbi Akiva gets for all his learning of the Torah, that he was killed by Ruge Malchus the way he was killed? Is Omar Loi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ve'ak Shesoik, be quiet, Kachol v'Machshav l'Fonai, this is my Machshav, this is the way I want to do it. So the kids of Aistos, the schar he was, that he was Moshe Nefesh, Bi'avo, by saying Shema Yisrael, and with that you can imagine what type of a schar Rebbe Akiva really got. Well, I mean, really, the Gemara before said that he showed what Hashem showed Moshe was raw, Sheshoklin B'Sarva Makulin, means he saw the way they were weighing out his meat. After they killed him, then they sold his meat. That's what Hashem showed Moshe. Tells Moshe's kasha back, what kind of schar is this? And Hashem said, Tzchoik, a kopon of Aistos, that is Mesiris Nefesh that he did, that was a tremendous inyan. On my Rav said like this, Shiva Oisiyos, Tzrichos, Shloisha Zunim. There are seven Oisiyos in the Aleph Beis, and when you come to write down a Sefer Torah, or Mezuzah, or Tefillin, it has to have Shloisha Zunim, three Tagim coming out on top. V'yelohen, these are the seven Oisiyos. Shatnez Gates, or Shin, Nayin, Etes, Anun, or Zayin, or Gimel, or Tzadik. These three Oisiyos, you have to have Tagim on top. I tell you that the pictures over here speak machlokes exactly how to make these three lines, whether they're three straight up, whether they're two to the right, one straight up, two to the top, one going down, it's a shiloh. But these are the Shev Oisiyos that Tzrichem Shalaz Yunim. Each one of them has to have three as a Yunim. So Amar Rav Ashi said, Chazinu lul safri devanti devei Rav, I saw these Sofrim on the Bay Rab, the Beis Medrash of Rav, and it says, Devanti, Rashi says, Shemadaktikim, Lasay Tzav Miyusha. They make a straight Tzav. So, the Chatri Luhu, Legagay the Ches. That way they made a Ches was, they made a Chatre. That's Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Where the Reistam made a Gag, Rashi learns. The Chatri means Rashi, Legagay Shaches, Oysen Lamalo, Kain Chayte Kazer. According to Rashi, the Ches is like a regular ches, the top roof of the ches, all it was on the left side, it came to a little bit point, turning upwards, that's all, to point upwards. Kolema Rashi says, it means to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chai Sheichem B'Roimah Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's alive, is living upstairs. ches haynu chai. So they did the way they made the ches was the chatrilu legagri the ches. The top of the ches, they made a point upwards. Tosis says, not like this. Tosis learns on the right side that we have a ches, that a ches in the Sefer Torah really is two zayins, and then it's connected with two lines going upwards and meeting a little above the zayin. That's called chatrei, means it looked like it's going upwards. V'tolilei lekarya dehei, and also they hung down the left leg of the hay, meaning on the left side of the hay. It's not like a ches that it goes all the way up to the top, but it's hanging. V'tolilei lekarya dehei, the way you make a hay is its left leg is hanging. Now, what did they do this for? Chatrilu legage deches, they made the top, the roof of the ches, pointing upwards. Kloimar, as if to say, Chayu b'remi shel olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alive on top of the world. V'tolilei lekarya dehei, and they let the left leg of the hay hang down. Kidaboy mene Reb Yehuda Nasiya Mirabami. Like Reb Yehuda Nasiya, yes, Mirabami. Ma'idach Siv, what's the Postik say? Bitchu b'Hashem adayad, ki b'ko Hashem tzur olamim. Like I've been talking on Hashem, ki b'ko, like with Yud Kei, Hashem created the world. Omalei, kol ha'atola bitchuna v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, whoever has his trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, harei loy mechasa b'olam hazeh, l'olam habo, will be protected both in this world and in l'olam habo. So that's what the Pesuk says, bitchu v'Hashem, Hashem will protect you. Omalei said back to my nohoke kakashli, this is what was bothering me. My shino dechsiv bei, my shino dechsiv ko with the yud kei, but like siv ko, what doesn't it say? Yud kei, what's the base? What's the ki beko Hashem tzur olamim? What doesn't it say? Ki Hashem tzur olamim. The Gemara says ki the dorish Reb Yehuda bar Eloi. That elu shnei olamos. When the Pesuk says ki beko with the base means the two worlds. Shnei olamos shabor kodesh baruch hu. Again, so elu shnei olamos shabor kodesh baruch hu. These are the two worlds that Hashem created. And the way Hashem created them was Echod the Hey with the Hey, the Echod the Yud with the Yud. And the Ein Yedei wasn't sure Im Oilom Abod the Yud V'Oilom Hazeh Behey, or the other way Im Oilom Hazeh Be Yud V'Oilom Abod Behey. Keshuem, when the Pesuk says Eilu told us Hashemayim Voretz V'Hiborim, these are the told us Hashemayim Voretz and Hashem created Ezal Tikri B'Hiborim El Behey Borim, Hashem created with a Hey. Means to say, Evoimim, for this we learn out Oilom Hazeh Behey. Says so, have you aimed me? You see, Oilom Hazeh Behey, for the Mabo Biyud. Now the Gemara explains, Omifnei Ma, how come? Omifnei Ma, Nivru Oilom Hazeh Behey. How come this world was created with a Hey? Mifnei Shedoy Maliach Sadro. Is diamonds like a porch? Shekol Haroitze Lotzes Yotze, like an open room. Whoever wants to leave could leave. Alright, turn over. We'll continue one on the other side. Yeah, the Gemara says again, why was this world created with a hay? If they should only have is open to an open porch. She called a right to Lot, says, yes, whoever wants to go out could go out. Oh, my time, if so. And Rashi says, Lot, this means the Tabith's rule, whoever wants to go and do bed. If so, my time, Latal Yakaria, how come its left leg like it's hanging downwards? Tihode b'tshuva ma'ilay. If you want to come back up again and do tshuva, you can come back up, we'll make a new opening for you. So I'm going to ask the question, v'layel b'hach, what do you have to have a new opening for? Come up the same opening you fell down, the bottom of the hay. So I says, no, when Mistai Milsa won't be good enough. Kid Resh Lakish. The Yom Resh Lakish, my dichsev was a pasuk say, in the late simu yolis la'nove mitim chayn. The person wants to be a late, so there's plenty of late to do, to be a joker. If you want to have chayn, if you're the opposite, then it'll be good. We dash in, boil it, tie him, assign us, the person wants to do tshuva, we help him, Hashem helps you. But the time if somebody wants to go to bed, please, we open up and make it easy for you to do ra. If so, my time is late, taga. So that's the pshat. We have to make a new opening here to help you. If you want to come and do tshuva, Hashem helps you along. The Rashi says, you need siyua. If na yet so ra, Hashem helps you, so I'll make a new opening for you. So that's the pasuk here of Imalaitim, Yolat Yenov Yitin Chain. But Hashem helps you along, therefore there's no opening for Bala Tshuva to come back up on the left side, the top of the hay. Now the Gemara says, Well, my time is like toggy. How come this little tag on top of the hay on the left side is pointing upwards? How come the hay has a little point on top? Or my Kodesh Baruch Hu, in Chayzeboy, the person does do tshuva, and he Kayshaloi, I'll make crowns for him. Keser, yeah, and he Kayshaloi Keser should be. I'll put on top of him crowns. Now, if they man never had a bow be yud, how come a bow was created with a yud? If they share tzaddikim, shibay mawatin, there are small amounts of tzaddikim that are not a bow. Or if they ma kof of roishai, how come the head of a yud is bent over? And like I said before, that's called the kutze shayud, that the top left side of the yud has to come downwards, it's kof of. If they share tzaddikim, shibay kof of roishayim. If they ma sayim, shayim daim is there. That even the tzaddikim that are zecha to go to Olam Haba, they're not all the same. One is greater than the other. Each one bends down for the other one. Omer Rav Yosef, Hanu Tati Mili, Omer Rav Bisvarim. Rav Yosef said, these are two halachas I heard over from Rav, the Geet Yilchas Svarim, the Geet Yosef the Torah. The Tanya Tiyufta, and I have a kash on these two halachas. The Tanya Tiyufta, Chod Ohod Yom Rav, one the Rav said, Sefer Torah Shiesh Boy Shtei Toyes Bechol Daf Adaf Yisakin. A Sefer Torah on every single line, column, there are only two mistakes in it. For Yisakin, you could erase them and write over again be Misakin it. Shalosh, let's say every single column has three mistakes in the Sefer Torah, then Yignoz, then you have to be gone with it, hide it, you can't fix it. It won't look nice if you fix it, there's too many mistakes, it'll look ugly, it's not a nice Sefer Torah, you should not use such a Sefer Torah. That's what I heard over from Rav. But the Tanya Tiyufta, I have a Tiyufta on this. Because the locker is, Sholosh Yisakin, if you only have three mistakes on each column, you can fix it. But Arba Yignes, if there are four mistakes, then Yignes, then you shouldn't fix it. Tanya would like this. Im Yeshboi Daf Achash Lemo, Matela Fakuloi. Let's say there's one complete column that has no mistakes at all, that's Matela. Then you could go to fix the rest of the Sefer Torah. Rashi says, "Shafilu toyis b'chol daf adaf, o'oz matelos alayim, hach daf shleimu mesakin." Since you have one full daf, that's kosher, that's mesakin. Then you could go to fix the rest of the Sefer Torah. Now, Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Maaseh Mishmei Derav, Vu deKosav Rubei deSafer Shaper. Someone about that Rov of the Sefer Torah was written okay. If Rov of the Sefer Torah has mistakes, that you can't fix. Omalaya by the Rabbi Yosef, he is bohu daf sholosh toyisamai. Let's say one daf only has three mistakes, and we're saying now a three mistake should not have fixed. So the chur shaloris, could you go and fix this one daf with the three mistakes? Is that called the shlema that now will be masked on the rest of the Sefer Torah, even though the rest of them have four mistakes in each one? Or Malaysia said back, yes. Hoyo, Omalei, hoyo, v'yisyoyiv l'eskunei, miskin, since this one daf, this one column now, that only has three mistakes, you'll have to fix it. So go and fix that column. And once you fix that column, now it's called like the column is shalim, and therefore you can go and fix those Sefer Torah. The Mora says, the Hanimil one was just said that you can fix up a Sefer Torah, chaserus, if something is missing. Then we say, if it's chosar, so you have to add on, if every single column is missing, or has four mistakes, you can't go to add on, it's not going to look nice. Avi Yisairus, let's say the pshat the chsoron was, you had too much, you had too many vavs, extra vavs are written in the Sefer Torah. And now you have to just erase it, left one more, then there's no problem. Even though you have more than four mistakes in each column, still you can fix it up. And the Gemara explains why. Chaserus, my time alloy, what's the reason if you're missing? That now you have to put in, it's not right. It looks like a spotted Sefer Torah. Since you have to add in so many things, it looks like a spotted Sefer Torah, that's not kosher. If it's only a question, you have to erase it, that would be okay.